This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The government has approved six major proposals with a total investment outlay of around 95,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the decisions taken in Union Cabinet meeting cover several sectors.
Kareeb 95,000 crore rupees ke total faisle aaj ke.
Decisions worth around 95,000 crore rupees have been taken in today's cabinet meeting. These decisions cover several sectors, railways, highways, railway bonus matters and shipbuilding. Major reforms include a fellow program for our human resources and research and development activities, along with an increase in the number of seats in medical education.
The minister said the cabinet has approved a comprehensive package of nearly 70,000 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime sector. The government also cleared payment of productivity-linked bonus PLB of 78 days to 10.91 lakh railway employees.
There is a big news for railway employees. A productivity-linked bonus has been approved. Today in the cabinet, the Honorable Prime Minister announced that a bonus of 1,866 crore rupees for 78 days will be given to all railways employees. Around 10,90,000 employees will benefit from this.
The Ministry of Home Affairs has said that the central government has been actively engaged with apex body Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance on the demand of Sonam Wangchuk related to 6th schedule and statehood for Ladakh. It said that a series of meetings were held with them through the formal channel of the high-powered committee as well as subcommittee and multiple informal meetings with leaders. It added that the process of dialogue through this mechanism has yielded phenomenal results by increasing reservations for Ladakh scheduled tribes from 45% to 84%. It also provides one-third women reservations in the councils and declaring Bhoti and Purgi as official languages. The ministry said that the next meeting of the high-powered committee has been scheduled on 6th of next month. In Chhattisgarh, 71 Maoists, including 21 women, surrendered before the security forces in Dantewada district yesterday. Police said 30 of them were carrying a combined reward of 64 lakh rupees. The Maoists surrendered under the influence of the Lone Varatu or Return to Home campaign being run in the district. Officials informed that under the state government's rehabilitation policy, the surrendered Maoists will be provided an incentive of 50,000 rupees each, along with other facilities, including skill development training. The death toll due to rain-related incidents in Kolkata and adjoining areas has increased to 11. Water has reduced in many areas in Kolkata, but some other areas are still underwater. Bus and metro services are running normal. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the next of kin of the deceased persons. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma announced the opening of the Kaziranga National Park and Tiger Reserve from 26th of September. Initially, the Bagori Rang of the park will be opened. Kohora Range or the Central Range is likely to open in the second week of October and Elephant Safari to begin from 1st of November. In cricket, India stormed into the final of Asia Cup 2025, beating Bangladesh by 41 runs in the Super Fours at Dubai International Cricket Stadium tonight. After being invited to bat first, India scored 168 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs, with Abhishek Sharma's 75 of just 37 balls and Hardik Pandya's 38-run innings in the slog overs. In response, Saif Hasan's 69 runs went in vain as Indian spinners led by Kuldeep Yadav dominated the Bangladesh lineup. Varun Chakravarti and Jasprit Bumrah each bagged 2 wickets. Abhishek Sharma was adjudged player of the match for his fiery innings. The International Cricket Council has suspended the ICC membership status of USA Cricket. The decision was taken after USA Cricket's repeated and continued breaches of its obligations as the ICC member under the ICC's constitution. These include the failure to implement a functional governance structure and lack of progress toward achieving national governing body status with the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee. And that is the end of this news bulletin.